Brothers and sisters, it is a delight for Sister Bednar and I to be here on this occasion. I fully expected to attend the inauguration of the new president, but not in the role I'm here fulfilling today. For 7.5 years, this campus was for Sister Bednar and me our world. The responsibility to which I was called a year ago now makes the world our campus. But I must tell you that as I'm in Lima, Peru, or Arequipa, or Jakarta, I see your faces and I think of you often. We love you, and we miss you, and you are now, and you will always be a part of who we are, and we have the fondest memories of our time here at Ricks College in BYU, Idaho. In just the few moments that I speak with you, I want to pay tribute to Sister Susan Clark. Today is a day when her husband is touted in many ways, and appropriately so. And in a very dignified way, she stands at his side as an equal partner, but she doesn't get much of the limelight, and I'm sure that's just fine with her. That's what I have come to know about Sister Susan Clark. Can I share just a couple of things I have learned about her and observed about her? One is her inherent sense of compassion. As I have talked to people who have known the Clarks for a very long time, the very first thing that comes to everyone's lips as they describe Sister Susan Clark is how instinctively and immediately compassionate she is. Her nickname in Boston, among those who know her well, is Saint Sue. And what's described about her is the fact that she will respond so quickly and so effectively to such simple needs that other people have. The other thing that I think would be noteworthy to recognize about Sister Clark is her consistency. Now, you may not have had an opportunity to know her well, but what you see is what you get. She is not a different person at a formal setting like this than she is at home. She might dress a little differently, but she is the same person. And in my mind, not only is that consistent, and what you see is what you get, but that consistency is the essence of integrity. Now, I know something about the wives of the men who have served as presidents of this institution. I suspect that many men in the different eras could have fulfilled the responsibilities that they had. But each of the women who stood at their sides brought a remarkable tone and a sense of love to this campus that could have been achieved in no other way. I said frequently, and I'll say again, during the time that I served as president, many men could have done what I did. I don't know of any women who could have done what Sister Susan Bednar did. And that same thing is true about Marge Benyon, and Sister Eyring, and Sister Christensen, and all those who have had that responsibility as the First Lady of this institution. So rightly and appropriately today, we feature President Kim Clark. But he wouldn't be here if it were not for Sister Susan Clark, and what she, as his eternal companion and partner, has helped him to become. Now, as I conclude, I want to repeat and reiterate a comment that I made before, and I hope this will stick in the minds of many people here. The creation of BYU Idaho is one of the signal events educationally in the restoration. The lessons that are being learned and will be learned on this campus will influence members and non-members the world over. The innovations that are initiated on this campus will bless the students and the faculty who attend here, but over time, they will have an impact in many areas of the world. I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is aware of and attentive to the things that are taking place on this campus. I so testify and express my love to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.